I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Got Alcorn State tomorrow, Marquette coming up Saturday, but let's look back at what happened Friday down in Xfinity. The goal rush, he's the head basketball coach for the University of Maryland. He wanted Farner. He got it. He's Buzz Williams. Coach, what's happening? How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. How you doing? Thanks for the music. I appreciate it.
A little double vision, I guess. And when Georgetown was coming at you defensively early in the game, I guess it felt like double vision there. 11-0 run to start the game. You guys had one hoop in the first 10 minutes. How much of that was Georgetown related versus, you know, maybe we just couldn't throw the ball in the ocean here?
Yes, sir. I'll always, as long as I talk to you guys, give credit to the opponent. I think anytime anything like that happens statistically, it would be foolish just to say it was us, not them. We did not handle their physicality from start to finish very well, but particularly at the start of both halves. To your point, 11-0 to start the game, we fouled four times in that 11-0 run, called timeout, started a different group in the second half. We did 100% better. We scored two and they scored 10, fouled three times, called another timeout. So only talking about those two 6.5, 7 minutes of the game, that's 21-2. So we have to learn from that. There's a lot of other things from the game that we have to make improvements from. And again, it's week one. I understand that we'll be judged in accordance with our results. But for our first home game, first week of the season, there's a lot of information that we can learn from, and we were going to have to execute at a much better rate on both ends of the floor in order for us to become the best that we can be.
Now, as you're at practice getting ready for Alcorn State tomorrow night, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan Buzz, Miles Rice was back, for instance. He had 19 coming off the bench. So you're getting players back that you obviously think are going to be part of the rotation moving forward. But what's the number one thing or number two, three things that you're working on for Alcorn and then certainly for Marquette coming up Saturday?
Well, we're trying to spend as much time on us as the opponent. I don't know if that's always right, but I think relative to year one, beginning week two of the season, we went 2.5 weeks and weren't able to play 5-on-5 in October. And so not only from a chemistry standpoint, but really from an installation standpoint, a lot of the preseason calendar, we weren't able to execute. And so we're kind of still in the preseason calendar, even though we're already in season. And so we're trying to handle that the best way that we can, but we're spending more time on us. And I think even though whether the game's at home or on the road, I think long-term in a 20-week season, if you're in the start of your second week, I think spending your pie chart focused on you on both sides of the ball, particularly in year one, because everybody's brand new. I think that's the right thing for us to do.
Now, you talk about everyone brand new, and we talked about it last week, the week before that too, Coach, but trying to get your rotations together and the substitution patterns and the five that work best, how much does practice dictate that sort of thing for you at this stage?
Well, when we can have practice five on five, that does help. And we stat everything that you think is statted in a game. We stat that and much more in a game, but also in practice. And so to the previous question, what we're trying to do is when we're in the film room, we're spending more time watching us from practice, watching us from games, so that as we lay building block after building block, whether it's someone that was in the rotation, currently not in the rotation, currently hurt, currently healthy, we're trying to make sure that as we start figuring this thing out, that we're giving our effort and our energy mentally and physically to us. And so I don't really know with 15 new players and everything brand new, the health, the lack of health, I don't know who needs to play. But I do know that who needs to play, we have to have much more stamina from a competitive standpoint. I know our communication level has to drastically improve. But if you have a quiet team, it could be that they're unsure what they're supposed to be doing, so they can't help their teammate with that. And then we have to play with much more physicality, whether that's on offense, not giving the ball to the other team. And then defensively, you know, we did a good job getting fouled. We made 30 free throws, so we got fouled at a high rate. The counter to that is we fouled at an extremely high rate for us too. And that was because the ball was getting to the paint way too often, and that's where your fouls are going to occur. And so we've got to have more competitive stamina. We've got to have more elite communication, and we've got to be much more physical in what we're doing on both sides of the ball.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Terps two games this week, Alcorn tomorrow night. You can hear it on the Fan, 7 o'clock tip, and then Marquette coming up on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Another game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. Pharrell Payne, he's getting doubled and tripled. He did have the double-double, 17 and 11. Dude, he's like Rick Barry shooting the free throws right now, just not doing it underhanded. How is he adapting to all this added attention he's been getting early in the season?
I think he's done pretty well. He was better in game two than he was in game one relative to his competitive stamina. I didn't think statistically he played his average game. He was 2 of 7 on rim shot attempts. Normally he finishes at a much higher rate. 42% of the balls we shot were in the charge circle. The problem was is we only made 33% of them. That's statistically a really poor number. But Gochi played a part in that, and normally he plays a positive part. But I thought the attention that he commands, and there's a variety of ways that teams will play him, I thought he handled that really well. We need to make sure, we call it post-feed movement. In other words, when we throw it inside, whether we throw it to him or if we throw it to Elijah, what are the other four people doing and what is our spacing? And I think that's another element of us that we're trying to focus on to make sure that regardless of how the opponent plays it, if they're going to send two to the ball, where's the second one coming from? And then what should our movement behind the ball be? And we've made some strides, but I think Gochi will continue to command some level of attention, and so our post-feed movement will need to continue to improve as well.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Buzz, last thing for you. You got Alcorn tomorrow. They're 0-3. Nick Woodward, one of their best players. He's a local kid. And then you have Marquette coming up on Saturday. You're obviously familiar with that program. Indiana dropped 14 threes on them yesterday. So the next couple of games, what are we looking for in regards to Maryland development before we get into the late part of November?
Can we play harder? Can we play harder longer? Can we play harder, longer, while everyone impacting the game with their voice, whether they're in between the lines or on the sideline? Can we keep the ball from getting to the paint at a better clip whether the ball gets there off the pass or the bounce. And when we shoot it or when the opponent shoots it, how good are we at getting the rebound? And I think that a lot of those things are interrelated and interconnected. And I would think that you can see some of it from stats, but you can also feel some of it through the TV or even through your speaker as you're listening on the radio.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Coach, we appreciate it. Next week, we got Doobie Brothers for you, I believe it was.
So, please.
Yeah, man. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
There's Buzz Williams, everybody. We'll come back, whip around. We'll talk Maryland football when we return. Talk about what happened this weekend in the world of sports. A lot of college basketball, college football zaniness that we'll get to. And then we'll back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Ravens win yesterday. They won three in a row. They're only a game out of first place. Ravens are still favored to win the division. Lamar Jackson's still rolling along. Hey, the Bills got blown out at Miami. The Ravens just handled them with relish.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
TVs.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, this past Saturday up in New Jersey. Maryland taking on Rutgers. Both teams trying to get bowl eligible. Rutgers coming off a blowout loss to Illinois. Terps loses a 4 in a row. We all thought Maryland was going to win. And after a great start to the game, Malik Washington had a brilliant run, and he ran for over 160 yards. But it wasn't enough because Maryland's defense couldn't stop anybody.
One more time for Raymond, and he's in for a touchdown. A special day for Antoine Raymond.
Antoine Raymond, that was FS1 on the call. 41 carries, 240 yards. And the touchdown there. Chunk play after chunk play after chunk play. Quarterback throws for four TDs. Maryland did force a couple of turnovers, but unfortunately just could not stop the run as the Scarlet Knights rush for 256 yards. Terps lose 35-20. Five straight losses for the University of Maryland. They're big underdogs this weekend at Champaign against the Fighting Illini. Then you host Michigan and Michigan State and You know, 4-0 start looked like a lock for a bowl game. I mentioned it earlier. 4-0, up 20-0 to Washington late in the third quarter. And then you lose that game. Then you blow a fourth quarter lead in Nebraska. Then you lose at UCLA, who, by the way, has lost two in a row. All of a sudden, then Indiana kind of puts it on you, pulling away in the second half. Where do they go from here? I mean, can they get five wins? Forget about getting bowl eligible.
Oh, I think they're going to get blown out at Illinois, Bob. Michigan here, there'll be more Michigan fans than there will be Maryland fans. I'm guessing the M will be kind of empty if they've lost six in a row.
It'll be early full, and then...
And then they got Michigan State at home. To me, that's the only shot they got to win a game. And that would give them five, and it would stop a seven-game losing streak. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I mean, when you really look at it, I mean, if you're doing an evaluation, you know, of locks, and we always say we like locks, but, I mean, the numbers are the numbers. Bob, after a bye?
0-12.
Yeah. I mean, that's check. You know,
dreadful record against ranked teams, terrible in conference.
Staff changes all the time, penalties all the time. You know, I mean, what's the buyout, Bob? It was like 13 mil?
I'm not sure.
It's
not Brian Kelly level money. It's 56 million that he wants every penny of, apparently. But
Jim Smith's going to have a decision to make.
Here's the tough decision he has. The buyout, wherever Franklin winds up, you know he's going to come in and poaching like he did with Chop Robinson, for instance, a couple years ago, now with the Dolphins. You got Loxie coming in as a lame duck coach going into 2026. Is Malik Washington going to be there? Is Zaire Mathis going to be there? Is Stewart going to be there? Does Ely come in? Can you add, Ely's a five-star recruit. Everything else is a three-star, which is great. If the three stars become four-star recruits, which Maryland's done before. Yep. Hey, DJ Moore was a two-star recruit who became a first-round draft pick. Still very much gainfully employed in the NFL. For instance, what do you say to the people that are spending dough, investing a lot into the program? I'm part of the One Maryland Initiative, but I'm a real small part of that. But what about the people that are bringing, like, literally millions of dollars to the program, who are going to speak loudly about change?
Yeah, they're not going to be happy, Bob. I mean, I don't see how they could be. You know, and then Jim Smith a couple weeks ago said that they will not be outbid on their elite guys, you know, like the Maliks and Stewarts and those guys. But if those guys want to stay, you know, that's going to be the question is it may not be about the money. It's going to be about where's the hope, you know, and that's what I, you know, hey, Jim, where's the hope for this program? You know, what's the hope?
Yeah, and this was their easiest schedule that they played, too. Real quick, Big Ten, Indiana, who blew Maryland out. They stunned Penn State at the end, 27-24, toe tap in the end zone. Mendoza.
Fabulous catch.
Oregon beats Iowa and a nail biter, 18-16. And speaking of Washington, they lose to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. And without Minnie Mahomes, Nebraska beat UCLA.
UCLA's back to...
Yeah, the magic is gone.
Yes, the magic is gone.
Elsewhere, college football local real quick. Navy gets housed by Notre Dame, 49-10. That's back-to-back L's for the midshipmen. Towson loses 28-10 to Villanova, and Del State beat Morgan 14-12. Let's see. Hockey Stanley Cup. Not Stanley Cup playoffs, but on their way to the Stanley Cup, the Canes, Vinny. 5-4 over the Maple Leafs there.
Yeah, they won last night, Bob. They were down, came back, and won. But they've won four in a row. They're in first place now in the Metro. You know, and they've got a lot of injuries, but they are just... Rod Brindamore is a hell of a coach. They have their system that they play. And they have guys that fit in, and they're just playing well. Whereas the Caps are struggling, Bob. I mean, the Caps are 3-6-1 in their last 10. They've lost two in a row. And they're, you know, last year they had the excitement of the chase, you know, with Ovi. You know, so the crowd, you know, there was always anticipation every game. They're not scoring. They don't have that.
Yeah, and they were way better as a team than everyone thought they were going to be. Yeah. I mean, they got housed in the playoffs by Carolina. But yeah. Joe Beninati said before the season, this team's going to be better than last year's. not off to that sort of start. It's the Whip Around Video at 81.057 The Fan, NBA of local interest, OKC, 114-100 over Memphis. Aaron Wiggins, who's off to a great start. Adductor strain. He's missed two games in a row. He's been brilliant for the defending champs, but they still win. Santi Aldama, Loyola, 12 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. Cam Spencer, Loyola Boys Latin, he had 9 points. Golden State over Indiana. Going to be a long year for the old Pacers there, 114-83. Pat Spencer, Cam's brother, 2 points, 2 assists. This day in Ravens history, today's November the 10th, 2019. Nolan, this was the game where Lamar went off against the Bengals, 49-13. Lamar, 3 touchdown passes. Also ran for a TD. Remember the spin move? Put him in the spin cycle! Lamar Jackson on his way to his first MVP. Marcus Peters had a pick 6, too, as the Ravens win that one, their 5th consecutive win. And sadly, passages in the world of sports. Lenny Wilkins, 9-time All-Star as a player. When he retired, the all-time winningest coach in the NBA, now 3rd all-time behind Don Nelson and Greg Popovich. He passes away at the age of 88. If you remember, you're a certain age like myself, he was the head coach of the Sonics when they lost to the Bullets in the 78 finals at 7 and then won the title in 79 in 5 games. So Lenny Wilkins gone at the age of 88. 2-time Hall of Famer in as a coach and as a player. Paul Tagliabue passed away, the longtime commissioner of the NFL. He's gone at the age of 84. Not getting a lot of love in Baltimore because when the city got hosed in the expansion deal where Charlotte and Jacksonville got the teams, you know, Baltimore had all that funding, public funding for a new stadium, which became M&T Bank. He said Baltimore should take that money and build a museum. Well, we took the Browns instead. So, Cleveland, if you got a hard on for us, you know, maybe you should look at old tags. But still, when somebody passes away, it's a sad day, and he's, you know, in the Hall of Fame replacing Pete Rozelle, but he had his head up old Jack Hank Cook's rear end there, and that was kind of all she wrote there for Baltimore getting a football.
He was big into D.C., Bob.
Well, he's a Georgetown guy.
Yep.
He was actually a very good basketball player for Georgetown.
And he and Gene Upshaw were tight, tight. That's why
the players kept losing.
Yes.
It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. We'll come back. Take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Ravens haven't lost in a while. They won 3 in a row, including yesterday. So how much better are you feeling about Baltimore? Any concerns you still have for the team? We're here to listen to you because, look, they're still below 500, and they're still out of the playoff picture, but really trending upwards. All these national people who said they were toast are now kissing their asses again. So we'll get into all of that. AFC North report. News from the Nest. We got a lot to get to. AJ Gersh, Fox 45, coming up.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
12:30. Winning turnover battles. That's what the Ravens are doing defensively here. We talked about this as well earlier in the show. Four straight games, Ravens have allowed less than 20 points defensively. Still not getting a ton of sack numbers. Positive ones anyway. But now the turnovers are becoming friendly, Vinny, for weeks. Ravens were one of the worst teams in the NFL in turnover margin. Lamar doesn't turn the ball over all that much, and now things are starting to catch up a little bit in a positive way.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that game, Bob, you could tell the inexperience of the quarterback on the two interceptions. You know, I mean, the one was just a dumb throw that he made on the first one that Starks intercepted. You know, and then the other one, John Jefferson. I mean, Bob, you couldn't have. I mean, if you're a quarterback and you got, it's third and inches. I got John Jefferson one on one. Justin Jefferson. John was.
He was a badass too.
Justin Jefferson one on one with Marlon Humphrey, and you got the whole field. I take Jefferson all day. You know, and he threw it late, and Jefferson fell down, and Humphrey got an easy pick.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Victory Monday. You want to get in? You can. Let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057 takes us to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Vinny.
How you doing?
Great victory, man. Big role victory. Before I get to the Ravens, though, I know, Bob, you had to talk me off the ledge Saturday, and I was talking about the Terps, man.
Yeah, you were running, not hot, you were running disappointed. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You're having fun. You're on a road trip. I mean, don't let it bring you down, man.
Yeah, man. But losing the Ruckus, though, come on, 28-10, that's unacceptable. Yeah. You know, I at least expected to go to the Odyssey App Bowl or something like
that.
We're
not even getting the condiment bowl this year. You know,
Odyssey
mayonnaise,
no mustard. That won't pay.
Odyssey App Bowl, yeah. That's fantasy land.
Yeah, man. But I didn't know that was our first time actually winning in Minnesota ever. So that was something interesting that I found out yesterday. Yeah, never won there yet. So it was the first time.
But now, they were saying like all the purple. There was a lot of Ravens fans there?
Yeah, a ton. But you couldn't distinguish because everybody had damn purple on. So, you know, everybody just blending in with each other. But as far as the game, certain days in the game, I don't know why they didn't give Keaton Mitchell more runs. He had four carries for 31 yards. He had that one explosive run.
Yes, he did.
And then they went back. Yeah, he went back to it. They went back to the same exact play the next play, and then they ain't get nothing, you know. Like, switch it up a little bit. Go to the other side or something.
Well, how about block? Block the same way you did the first time.
Yeah, that's true. You got it. Yeah, that offensive line, man. That's another thing. We need to do something about that. I say in the draft that we move up, man, next year and draft some dogs on that offensive line. Because that's important, man. Stop trying to get these guys out the sixth and seventh round, like the Voorhees and the Falele's, and trying to make them out, you know, into something. So you see how that's working out, right?
Well, they got Emory Jones, who's going to play eventually here.
Yeah, Emory Jones, who's bouncing around, still to be determined what position he's going to play. We think Corey Bullock maybe gets some run, but how much longer? I know you were lamenting this earlier, Vinny. Yeah. How much longer do you wait to pull the trigger on a possible move? Because I think you've made it clear that you're not a fan of Ben Cleveland.
No. And I don't think...
Not even ahead of the two guys that you're saying suck right now.
Well, Bob, he hadn't... when's the last time we saw him on the field?
I can't remember.
Right.
I think I was in Cleveland the last time. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, Vinny and Bob? How y'all doing?
Doing all right.
So for me, fellas, you know, this game was really, and I feel like the next few games are going to kind of just be, you know, that go down the alley and just drag them out, knuckle bleeding, fist fight in the alley, my man. And I thought we answered the bell pretty good yesterday with that, fellas. The two things I'd like to see us work on is those critical moment plays where we certainly could have busted the clock up a little bit better. I'd just like to see our offense be able to really get us that first down, like when we need it. You know what I mean, Bob and Vinny? But
that's and we go back to the same thing all the time. We go back to the O-line. That's the problem. It's the O-line. That is the biggest problem that they've got right now. What's the biggest difference? Last year they were number one in rushing, number one in offense. And this year, it's not clean. It's not clean. They're not knocking people off the ball. And let me just say, the difference from McCary and Voorhees, huge, huge.
Yeah, leaps and bounds difference, Vinny, for sure, my man. And, you know, one last thing, fellas. Does managing the clock come down to the offense as well as the coaching, or is that just the coaching? I mean, I guess for me, I'd like to see the offense look like they're a little more aware of the importance of the clock and, you know, basically down in distance.
For instance.
Nope, he's gone.
Yeah. I just wondered what play he was. Because, Bob, you saw in the one play, which was pretty impressive, the New England guy running down the field. He looks back at the bench before he goes in and scores. Like, should I get
Henderson.
A touchdown? Yeah. Should I get a touchdown or lay down?
And I think Drake May was still kind of bent. Well, it goes to show you that no matter how much you score, the defense still isn't competent enough to stop
right. The
other team, which makes me insane. But then again, they don't care what I think in the NFL. Let's go to Rob at Bel Air. Rob, thanks for holding your own. Vinny Haney and Nolan McGraw. We haven't even talked to Nolan yet. We'll get to him. What's going on?
Got to talk to Nolan.
Yes.
Nolan gives the best conversations there is, man. Nolan's the man. So is Vinny. And so are you, Bob.
Now, how can we be the man, Rob, if you're the man?
I just had to do that.
Right.
So, Vinny, how'd you like where you guys did the announcement and where you guys were at in Boston? How'd you like that place?
Oh, the Barrel House?
Yeah.
It was great. The food was good. There was a lot of people. It was the first time I'd ever been there, and it was great. You know who I met, Bob? Sean Landetta was there.
Former Towson Tiger punter.
Yep.
New York Giants Super Bowl champion.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, you know, we always bypass that because we live in this area and we always go to Texas Roadhouse. Maybe we'll have to go there next time.
I'd go across the street. Go to the Barrel House. Give it a shot because the food that we had was very good.
Well, we're definitely gonna have to try that, so no doubt. So on the third and four play, well, I guess that's what Kevin was trying to talk about, which I was calling about. I would have been just happy if Lamar would have just, you know, went down or something like that, because my heart started beating.
The clock just keep running with a minute 55?
Yeah, or you guys have talked about it before, and I don't know if I thought maybe putting Keaton Mitchell and Henry in the backfield maybe to throw everything off, maybe it would have got the 4 yards and we wouldn't have had to breathe heavy. But there was also that play, I want to ask you guys, when Roquan got the pass interference call.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand that. The reason why, I thought, was it because they were on the Vikings side and they were screaming and yelling and doing everything else to the referees? Usually sometimes we'll say there is no flag for pass interference. I had a bad feeling they were just going to, you know, give him the pass interference call. That's how this game was. I don't know how you play defense in the NFL. I just don't. Because every play that's a long bomb and somebody goes up for it, I'm always expecting the flag. And when it doesn't happen, you almost like go, oh, they didn't throw a flag. Because if you look at the replays of all the plays, everybody's hand fighting. All the way down.
Well, the one with Awuzier and Jefferson down the left side, the guy running with them didn't throw the flag. It was another official threw the flag when Jefferson started bitching and complaining.
Yeah, over-officious perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe he assumed that his colleague was going to throw the flag.
I thought the ball had to be catchable, too. You know, I mean, the Roquan one, that was out of bounds and wasn't even close.
Yeah, I think it hit a Viking, real Viking. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, report that 583-1057. We will say hi to Nolan McGraw. You can join us through News from the Nest, which is coming up at noon. We got Buy or Sell 12:15. AJ Gersh, Box 45, get his thoughts on the Ravens, winners of three in a row. And we will get to the AFC North report because two teams lost that play. The Ravens were the only team in the division that won. Well, Cincinnati was on bye. We'll get to our picks. How did that go? We got a game coming up tonight. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com. What the hell happened to Buffalo in Miami yesterday? 2025. But no excuses. You got to win some games here. All right, let's go to Darren in D.C. Darren, thanks for holding. Your role with Vinny, Haney, and Nolan.
Hey, guys, really quick. You know, yesterday obviously was a really good win, but Monken is just maddening to me with what he does, which is so predictable. You've got Keaton Mitchell, 3 carries. He always comes in around the 4-minute mark before the half. 2 great runs. Then, you know, he gets stonewalled on one, and you never see him again. And I just don't understand why the man continues to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. John's got to talk to him, but John ain't going to, because I think you all know how I feel about him. As it relates to the line, I think, boy, he's going to be replaced by Emory Jones at some point. What I saw yesterday was despicable. That guy was getting thrown around like a rag doll.
Yep.
And actually, the poor guard play is affecting Tyler Linderbaum. This isn't a massive dude that, hey, listen, I can take the guy on the A gap, or on the nose rather, and then pass off or go to either left or right. He's literally looking at guys converging on him because the guards cannot hold up. And yeah, by the way, on that spin move, it almost got that Falalele whiffed on. It almost got Lamar killed, but it's what it is. Finally, and I'll talk later this week about Locks, who I think is on his last legs, unfortunately, because I like him, but it's no point. There's a caller that called in yesterday on the afternoon show named Bailey, and I took exception with something he said about on the interception that wasn't, that the Ravens shouldn't have been celebrating because they've been playing poorly, whatever. Listen, if you played, which I highly doubt, I did, get out there on the field and you go and run your body into guys all game long. When you play well, you do something great, you have absolutely the right to celebrate, especially if you're leading. If you are down 3 touchdowns, okay, that's probably not the thing to do. But at the end of the day, it is part of football. It's celebrating. So if the guy wants to go root for the Bengals or root for somebody else, Pittsburgh, go ahead and do it. But don't do that here with the Ravens. We don't need you. All right, guys.
All right, Darren in D.C. That would have been the game-sealing pick.
I told Becky, I said, that's game. You know, I mean, Bob, the play that he made, the anticipation. I mean, he ran the route better than Addison. I think it was Addison or Naylor, one of the two. And then he reaches out there and catches it. It was a they should have just gave it to him because it was a phenomenal play. And I still think he deserves it. I thought that maybe he would have, if he really felt strongly about it, Bob, would Roquan have been like, you know, more animated to the refs?
He didn't put up much of a fight.
No.
He didn't go Earl Weaver. But then again, if they go to the replay assist, you could scream until your head pops off.
Right, because Harbs really didn't get, you know, because they showed Harbs over there, and the guy must have told him, it's not us. We thought it was, you know, and even the guy probably told Roquan, I called it interception. They called it back in New York, and they're not even, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, let the refs that are there kind of control things.
All right. We got time for another call. Nolan McGraw, he says yes. Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, Nolan, good day to all you gentlemen.
Hey, good morning. Morning. Soon to be afternoon, Ed.
Yes, sir. Ravens doing what needs to be done at this point, stacking victories defensively, attacking the football, making plays. Stand-up defenders playing fast and all-unit communicative effort. I really like the Mike Backer tackling tandem in the middle of number 40 Buchanan and Roquan. Roquan definitely ripped off on a pick yesterday.
Yep.
Hamilton now in maximum effective floating joker role. Same thing, making plays, deflections. The PI, bad call on Awuzie. He had excellent coverage on that play. Secondary men only saw one failure to wrap missed tackle.
No, Wiggins missed a bunch, I thought.
Okay. He has been playing well, though, Vinny, this year. Starks with another factor pick. Humphrey's playing with physicality, hustle. He's trying to attempt strips. For the D-line, You don't have to finish the play, but it's all about pressures. Disrupt their primary intentions. On the offense, we were balanced in running pass attempts. Excellent QB three-play sequence. Lamar on the run, Andrews with the TD pass, Bateman with the two-point conversion. On special teams, everyone's doing their jobs effectively. Two games in a row now, Vinny, you've mentioned his name a couple times today. Number 39, Jackson,
with
excellent cover skills, and he's running through the tackle with jarring hits. Last thing today, gentlemen, I've always been a firm believer in taking early points that have late game meaning, but to do so within probability reason. Yesterday, up by 9 points, two-score lead, did question the decision for a 50-yard-plus field goal attempt at that juncture versus a stout punt. Because if you miss it, which they did, you're gifting them unearned short field position to get back in that ball game. Ravens did recover to shut them down, however. That's it today, gentlemen, and I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed and Arbutus bringing the heat as always.
Yeah, I thought about, should they punt, when they gave it to Looper. But he must have hit a few in pregame, and wasn't like it was shorter.
Yeah, he just missed it.
Yeah.
Missed it by that much, little Maxwell Smart.
I don't have a problem. That's why you drafted the guy, and he'd been kicking well up to, up to that kick.
Still want to see the game-winning field goal attempt, no matter the yardage, and see how he responds to that one. 10 weeks are done. Well, tonight wraps up week 10 of the NFL season. Philadelphia, Green Bay. We'll do our picks for that one. But all Matt Stover, Justin Tucker, his suspension will be coming to an end, too.
Yeah, so we'll see if he gets any tryouts tomorrow.
It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest coming up next. You're on the phones. We'll take your calls. If you want to get in, now's your chance to do so. Let's count that dough, hopefully at 12:15-ish. Buy or sell, A.J. Gersh, Box 45. Get his thoughts on the Ravens, winners of three in a row. We get to the AFC North report. We're going to do our picks. Got NFL Lunch. We got Jeffrey Tadilla, NFL.com. We got a lot to get to. It's a victory Monday for the Ravens. They're only a game out of first place because Pittsburgh lost last night.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.